Globalists' latest push, mass deportation morally unacceptable, amnesty is necessary. By John Binder on November 16, 2018. The latest push by the globalist apparatus includes amnesty for all 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the United States and allowing India and China to monopolize the U.S. legal immigration system. The Brookings Institute's William Galston, who has called populism the enemy of democracy, and neoconservative pundit Bill Kristol have released a joint policy brief for their The New Center think tank, which advocates giving amnesty to illegal aliens and ending the country caps in the U.S. legal immigration system. The policy brief states, "It is unacceptable to have over 11 million people living illegally in America. But mass deportation is unacceptable too, both morally and logistically. Unauthorized immigrants living in the U.S. should be brought out of the shadows and offered a long and rigorous road toward citizenship that depends on maintaining clean criminal records, paying taxes, and meeting several other requirements. Aside from ending deportations and providing amnesty to the entire legal population, the Galston and Kristol agenda also includes allowing countries like India and China to monopolize the U.S. legal immigration system, a plan that would drive down white-collar U.S. wages and further displace Americans in professional jobs. Per-country immigration limits should be eliminated to allow for the admission of the best qualified applicants," the policy brief advocates. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn has noted that an end to the U.S. country caps in the legal immigration system would allow India to control nearly all legal immigration to the country for the next decade. Vaughn has written, "If the per-country cap were to be lifted, then for the next 10 years, nearly all of the green cards in the ordinary professional worker category would go to citizens of India. That means any company wishing to sponsor a professional from any of the other 150-plus countries that currently receive employment green cards or immigrant visas would have to wait 10 years or take their chances by entering the annual lottery for a temporary H-1B visa for that individual. Such a change in legal immigration would shift wage pressure away from U.S. blue-collar workers and onto American white-collar workers, who would likely experience more displacement due to the vast number of Indian workers that would be imported to the country every year to take high-paying professional jobs. Every year the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. In 2016, the legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.